Krishna, just one question today. Time is a little short. I need to pack and get ready. And a Toksija, I don't know if it's a Toksija Krishna or a Toksija, but he's asking, I just wondered what Lord Chaitanya's mood was in relation to Srimati Radharani. Does he see her as himself, or does he take shelter of her to attain Krishna? The answer is both and more. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assumes all forms of Godhead. At the same time, he also assumes all different forms of devotees as well. The main means of that is Radha Bhavaduti, is that because he has the complexion and the mood of Srimati Radharani, and Srimati Radharani's mood encompasses all the mood of all other devotees of all spheres, be it of Goloka or Vaikuntha, and so on. Therefore, that gives Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the means to do that. So as a devotee, sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for instance, when the gopis, he was in this dream, and when the gopis tell him to pick flowers while Radha and Krishna go into the cave of Govardhan Hill, so clearly there he's neither Radha nor Krishna nor even the gopi, but actually he's a maidservant. Similarly, when he's in Gundicha, and feeling great separation from Krishna and the association of Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, then he's Srimati Radharani. On the other hand, sometimes he's manifests his form as Krishna. When there's the 24-hour-long manifestation, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows all different forms of Godhead. Matsya, Kurma, Tumuraya Gupta reveals himself as Ramachandra, Lord Narayan. And all these forms of Godhead are manifest. The interesting thing about this is that the forms of Godhead that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Lord Krishna manifest are actually the original forms of which the other avatars or incarnations are actually expansions. For instance, when Srimati Radharani asks Krishna in Vrindavan to manifest his form of Shiva Dakshai Vishnu lying on Shesha, and she becomes Lakshmi Devi and massages the Lord's lotus feet, then it's described that that particular form, Krishna, being Shiva Dakshai Vishnu, is the original form of Shiva Dakshai Vishnu, because it's still Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, who manifests this form and has all the characteristics of Swayam Bhagavan, although he has the form of Shiva Dakshai Vishnu. And the Shiva Dakshai Vishnu, who's on the Sweta Dweep, and on the ocean of milk, and who then appears in that form with only some of the aspects of Godhead, he then is then a expansion of that original form. Or when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran through the streets in the mood of Lord Nrisimhadev, not the appearance, but the mood of Lord Nrisimhadev, wanted to kill all the atheists, that is actually the original mood of Lord Nrisimha, of which the mood of Nrisimhadev and the form that then was manifest to Prahlad Maharaj is only an expansion of that original feature. So very, very wonderful, this inconceivable aspect of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, both as devotee and as the Supreme Lord, is inconceivable. So Radha Bhavaduti Suvalitam, he wants to taste all of these moods, and sometimes he's in the form of the Lord, sometimes he's in the form of devotee, but mostly in the form of devotee, especially once he comes to Jagannath Puri, because there the Lord is very clearly manifest as Lord Jagannath. And therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is reciprocating with Lord Jagannath as Srimati Radharani. Thank you for that question, and that's it for today, and I'm getting ready to pack and to leave, and I will be riding in tomorrow from Budapest again. Hopefully, I'll have no problem in arriving there. Hare Krishna.